bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the fourth chapter of Hebrews. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. In Missouri, the state where the headquarters of Lutheran Hour Ministries is located, people enjoy telling stories about their native son, President Truman. One of my favorite stories took place right after Truman had completed his last term of office. On the way home, right off Highway 40, Truman told his driver to pull over to the side of the road. He had spotted a woman who was trying to round up her hogs, which had escaped from the farm. The ex-president decided to lend a hand in the roundup. The news that an ex-president was willing to help a lady in distress got back to his hometown of Independence faster than he did. When doubting, folks asked if he had indeed helped the lady collect her pigs. Truman replied, "Yes, somebody had to help her. Anyway, I was a farmer long before I became a president." Have you noticed people always seem to be amazed when some great individual takes time out to help them? If that's so, and it is, how much more should we be astounded and impressed that Jesus became one of us so we might be saved? After humanity had sinned, the Father showed his love and grace for us by promising a plan of redemption. That promise was fulfilled in the person of his own Son. The Gospels tell of how Jesus walked with us, ministered among us, and gave himself as the ransom payment for our salvation. As our high priest, he allowed himself to be sacrificed so that we, forgiven sinners, might be drawn near to God's throne of grace. There we receive mercy and help in our time of need. If the Lord were paraphrasing President Truman, he might say, "Yes, somebody ought to have helped humanity, and I'm the only one who could." We pray. Mighty Creator, thank you for showing your love for me by sacrificing your Son to take away my sins. I rejoice in the fact you are a God of love. Help me to share that love with those around me. In your name, amen.